Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done, we're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm really excited about bringing today's guest in because I love sharing mom-made products, and this product is so unique. Responsible living towards Mother Nature, towards our kids, and towards our community is Pallavi's motto and inspiration for her brand, Detox. Pallavi Pandey is a mompreneur based in Portland, Oregon, and the proud owner and founder of Detox Tableware, proudly and amazingly made from naturally fallen palm leaves. They are chemical-free, plastic-free, compostable, microwave-safe, elegant, and single-use disposable for the food, hospitality, and camping industries. The mother of two young detox brand ambassadors and a passionate entrepreneur, Pallavi remembers eating on banana leaves while growing up in India, and wanted to bring this concept to the Western world. So she started Detox with three things in mind: sustainability, community, and usability. And, you know, I could keep reading you information about this, but I can't wait to share this because I have to tell you, you know me, I'm always going to use a product before I share it. These products are absolutely fabulous. The designs is over 50 different styles. I mean, it is unreal. So with all of that being said, Pallavi, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Dori, and dedicating this platform and today time for all of our listeners who are listening and getting themselves aware for my tableware company, which is Detox.
You know what? I think it's absolutely fascinating, and I really would love for you to take us on this journey. And why you picked the name Detox, because I think it's a great name.
Thank you. I always get that. Why or what is D-T-O-C-S most of the times? And of course, it is inspired from the actual word, which is detox, which is a cleansing journey. Of course, everybody knows how to detox the inside of the body. And I was like, why not take this outside? Why not do it inside and outside from our products, which are, again, a cleansing journey for the body and the environment, as they are compostable, truly compostable in 2 months in the backyard. They are truly microwavable. They are truly sustainable because there is nothing depleted from nature. They are naturally fallen leaves on the ground. We pick them up and give them another use right before they start decomposing on their own, right? So what a great concept. And to bring it to the Western world, of course, I had to go back to my roots. And as you did, tell the listeners that, yes, I grew in India eating on leaves as when I was a child. And even today, when I actually visit India, the hospitality, it's like they serve you grand food on banana leaves. And again, could I have made this from banana leaves? Probably not, because they are not sturdy. They are flimsy. They do leak. They have holes and they're not compostable. Could I use bamboo? Maybe, because I would have to grow them in order to cut them. Bamboo is not compostable. It takes years for them to grow. And again, it is expensive and it is heavy. So what could have I used, right? So I was on a beach in the southern part of India. And when I saw a big pile of palm leaves that are on the ground in local farms, which are the farms for the areca palm tree, where the main purpose of the tree is to produce areca nuts, which is also called the betel nut, that is used in culinary uses in India and other places around the world. When the trees are done, they drop their leaves. And that's where I looked at the raw material and I was like, I'm going to use this. And we're going to start creating tableware, which are going to be, of course, single use, because we want to provide everybody the convenience and yet the elegance and the style of having a fancy, sustainable plate at the wedding. Because who wants to use a cheap paper plastic played on the biggest day of their life, which is their wedding, right? So it's okay to sometimes have the convenience, and that's where the guilt of creating ways, the guilt of throwing and using one time, two times comes into play. And that's where we were like, we want to give people a break from dishes at home. Or maybe parents who are just starting a new life with a baby and they have so much to do. Or perhaps somebody who's homeschooling with their dish full of sink the whole day. So why not? Why can we not cater the household? Why can we not ripple it to the food industry where there are food carts, where there are restaurants? They're short on labor. They don't have water or dishwasher or staff. So why not provide them something like this? And same with the hospitality industry where people want to have elegant looking tableware, but they don't want to deal with the regular porcelain or chinaware because it has to be handled properly, it has to be washed, taken in and out. So that's why we created Detox Palm Leaf Tableware in India 3 years ago.
I have to tell you, the styles that you have between the round plates, the oval plates, the squares, one of my favorite is the little ramekins that you have. The little boat bowls and things. I mean, it's just, there's one that's long. You could use it for corn. You can use it for, you know, crudité and breads, and just absolutely fascinating the different styles. How are these made? I'm so curious to know.
So that is a very common question. People do get flabbergasted. Like, is it really leaf? Please explain to us how is this made, of course. So that's a very valid question you bring here. So like I said, we go back to the Rekha palm farms back in India where the leaves are collected from the ground. And then each leaf is cleaned with fresh water and then it's sun-dried. And when it falls, it's brown in color. It's not the green leaf because the green leaf is not going to fall down. By the time it falls, it's already brown, very woody looking, very textured. So we make sure we clean it. And it's very sturdy as wood. It warps with moisture and sunlight, of course. So then what we do is each leaf could be anywhere between 2 feet to 5 feet in length. So we take individual leaves and we hot compress them under huge machines. And what's the beauty here is what gives them that shape or size or that depth is the metal mold that we put under those hot compressing machines. So let's say if we want a round plate, we're going to use a round mold and we're going to hot compress the big leaf under that. And that's how we're going to create the round leaf. Or we're going to use an oval metal mold and we're going to hot compress it and just with the heat. And that is it. There is no coating. There is nothing else, no wax, nothing applied on the leaf. So just the hot compression that gives it that depth and that hold that it can last until it is actually used and thrown. So that's how it gets the form. And then it is sanitized under UV rays, each product is, and then it is wrapped and then it is ready to be shipped. It is not very cumbersome. Only getting the raw material is the biggest challenge. And again, today I do produce, or we do manufacture in India because we have the raw material back in India. And that is where I wanted to support the vendors in India, the community back in India, by providing employment to majority female workforce who manufactures the product. So there was a reason why I wanted to start this in India and make a difference. But like I said, the raw material can be produced in other countries like Brazil, Vietnam. So later down the years, we might expand into getting a raw material from other sources.
I'm completely fascinated. How did you figure out that you could do this? I'm curious.
Well, I'm a mom. Don't moms get to figure out things? That is inbuilt, but that's in us, right? But apart from that, again, because I grew in India, I do have some background knowledge on how we are so close to nature. And growing up, we were taught to be so simple and so minimalistic. And I knew we could do something like this with leaves. I just didn't know what leaves. So of course, like I said, when I made my trip down back to South India, I looked at the quality of palm leaves. So every farm had different quality of palm leaves. Some were thin, some were thick. And again, I wanted to go with the farms. Those were ethical. They were paying fair wages. They were not using any chemicals during the growth of the palm tree. So it was a very deep process for me, spending 6 months looking at the quality of the raw material, because that is what my brand vouches on. We stand out from the competition because our quality is premium. If you see 10 other palm leaf tableware brands or wholesalers or manufacturers, first, that is a difference that I'm a brand, which means I do everything from the manufacturing to the supply chain. And again, second, I'm a brand. So if you look at our brand's quality, it will stand out. And that is why we were invited to Shark Tank for the premium quality we provide. We got the Nexty Awards in 2019 during the Expo East, which was just when we had launched. The second month, we got the Best Innovative Natural Products in the Market Award. So all of those do tell us that the quality that we provide to a consumer is really amazing.
That's fabulous. Congratulations on
Thank
the
you.
Awards and Shark Tank. So did you...
Have no, we did not air. No, we just auditioned until the second round, and we've done it twice because, again, we had just started, so we didn't have a big... I didn't even have my pitch ready. What am I going to say? The second time, yes, we had the pitch ready. We were ready, but we didn't have the numbers because we were still growing. And of course, everything happened during COVID year. So we didn't grow as fast as we had anticipated on hitting our targets, our goal revenue. So of course, things were a little slowed down, but this year is right on track. People are back to events. People are back to celebrating, partying. So a lot of new customers that we are seeing, or our niche is, a lot of charcuterie makers are pivoting from their bamboo boards to our palm leaf boards, which serve the same purpose, but yet are cheaper and more lighter, right? And then again, the hospitality industry is back again. So we do hope to audition again next year when we have the numbers to go and make them really fascinate them with the business.
That's good for you. You know, good for you to be able to just be sustained through COVID and everything else, because not an easy thing to do at all. Although I would think that with germs and everybody taking extra precautions, mm-hmm. that a product like yours would be so welcome, especially because it's not coated in plastic. There isn't anything toxic going into it that, again, you're using a disposable plate that's coated in plastic. You know, I mean,
exactly.
Funny. Everybody always laughed at me. It's like, if I'm using disposable plates, I would just buy the plain white paper plates that had no coating, that had nothing, that you had to use three or four of them because they were just going to soak through. And then I threw them on the fire, you know, and everybody would laugh. And it's like, hey, there's nothing that's going to poison the air. It's just paper. I can live with that. You know, I you know, because again, what are we going to do? We're going to make our own little landfill because it's convenient to throw things away. It's amazing to me.
You bring a very great point, Dori. What I did hear in your voice was the trade-off was you were giving up on the plastics because of course they're coated, and you were taking the paper plates. But again, putting your food on the paper plate, it's going to leach in the paper plates. And again, are they really going to compost? So here was the challenge that people were either working with convenience or they didn't want to have plastics. And I was like, why not bridge that gap? Why can we not provide people both, that they can microwave at the same time they can compost because it has no coating? And that's the reason why our products compost in just 2 months. Why is it that the pack of paper plates take forever to compost? Because of course they have the bags and the coatings on them, and that's why the rate at which it composts is forever, 50 years, 100 years, perhaps 500 years. And some of them don't even compost, though they say the word compost, because of all those reasons. And that's when the consumer awareness really plays into picture, when you, like you said, I would rather use the paper plate without any coating. But again, what you're going to be using will have the food seep in, and will it really compost, or will it be flimsy when you're holding it? Is it going to leak through in your hand? Why would you go through so much of trouble? And that's why we wanted to develop a product that will solve all these problems.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio. Let's get ready to rumble. Witness the biggest underdog story ever in Rumble, the animated action adventure starring Will Arnett, Terry Crews, and professional wrestler Joe Roman Reigns Annoyai. In a world where monsters are global wrestling superstars, one unlikely champion is stepping into the ring to bring an entire town back to life. Buy or rent Rumble on digital and watch it today. Rated PG from Paramount Pictures. She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag so you know you come home safely. So check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Detox founder Pallavi Pandey about this unbelievable tableware. The idea of creating something so out of the box, I mean, because it really is out of the box to think of trying to recreate something that people use all the time, disposable plates. Paper plates. I mean, it's just something that's a continuum. And so to recreate and refocus how we spend our dollars, because again, the prices on these, this is not, you know, you would think, oh my gosh, these have to be really expensive. They're not. Where you're doing a fancy party and you're going to buy heavier duty throwaway. I don't want to name brand names and things like that, but you know the ones that I mean. You're going to spend the same amount of money. Use something that's not only organic and everything else, but why not shop small business? That's really what it's all about, shopping small business and supporting the new entrepreneurs that are looking to make a game-changing plan here. So for you, how did you get this business started?
So the way... after I became a parent, and that is where my daughters, they were using plastics and paper products in the microwave. They were eating from it. And that's when I really thought that I need to do better parenting, and I don't think this is okay. And I was just done changing trash bags while I was hosting at home. And that was the day when I was like, we really need to change the way we consume, because as consumers, we have the power of using what we have, reusing what we have, and literally living with what we have. We don't need to buy more of it. And that is when I really thought back of our roots, which was eating on leaves. And I was like, why can we not bring that concept? And why can we not do something like this? Because what I had seen was palm leaf products were available in the Australian markets. They were available in the UK market. And this is what I'm talking about a decade ago. But there was nothing like this available in the USA market. And that's where I went back to India and I worked with vendors and I found my raw material and I started manufacturing. I started importing, exporting, and I started providing it via e-commerce, via online to the United States market. And that is how we grew in the last 3 years. This year, our main pivot is getting into retail because we want these products to be readily available and easily accessible to people. We don't want people to plan to shop 2 weeks ago or worry about the delivery or missing the delivery date. We like, it should be like a regular process that people go be like, okay, today I want to enjoy my time sipping on that fine wine or watch my Netflix show while kids do this or that. And I don't have to take care of the dishes. Why not use a thoughtful product for the body and the environment? So that is how we've been thinking about growing this year.
To that new business owner, or somebody that's looking to start a business, what would you like to share? You have a tip for them?
Yes, of course. I always have a tip. Moms always have something more to say. And I will just say this, that detox is my third baby. It is my third venture. And I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, the other two businesses that I had before, I learned from them. They didn't go very far, but I had my experiences, my learnings, like how to get things from point A to point B, how to use the best logistics, how to work with containers, how to do supply chains. All of that knowledge I put to my business, which is Detox. That is my baby. That is what I was meant to do because my heart is in it, because I wake up every day with the same passion working for it, working towards it, working in it. I am everybody. And again, the tip that I have with or for people is, until you try it, you will never know. And you don't want to regret that, oh, I didn't try this or I didn't try that. So again, the first best time to do something has gone. Don't worry, don't regret, don't waste any more time. The second best time is now. So if you have something in your mind, give that idea a birth and go and try it. What will happen? You'll either go too far or you'll learn something from it.
You know, we say it all the time. It's not that you win or you lose. You win or you learn.
Correct.
You know? And that's the whole thing. You know, life is a learning curve. And
I mean, you won't learn if you don't fail, right? So you have to come through those bumps and you have to learn something from those experiences and get better the next time.
Thomas Edison. You know, somebody said to him, you know, it took you 10,000 tries. He goes, hey, I learned 10,000 ways of how not to make a light bulb. It's all in how you think about it. It's all in how you absorb what you've learned and what you've gleaned in trying to make all of this happen. What has been your biggest obstacle?
Well, there have been a couple of them, of course, despite the COVID. That is number one, because it did slow everybody, including us. We were not ready for it. Did we write COVID in our business plan? No. But now that it is there, well, everybody had to go through it. So my sympathies to everybody. But what the real challenge was, being a BIPOC, woman-owned business owner, being the first generation business owner, I had to learn a lot of things my way. And again, the best thing that I would love to tell our listeners today, if you are a small business owner, if you're thinking about becoming a business owner, there are a lot of resources available. You just have to look at the right places. And sometimes you might think, oh, I know everything. But more than that, the most important thing is it's about who you know. If you know the right people, you can get the right resources. And there's so much available, from classes to practice sessions for whatever you want, the pitch deck to investor pitch. There is so much available. You just need to hang out with other business owners, learn from their experiences, and again, make that ask. There is nothing wrong in saying, I don't know this, but I want to know this. And that's what will really open up your heart to curiosity, to learning much more, and take you far ahead. Because if you hang out with other business owners, if you have that curiosity to learn, then you will be able to achieve what you want to achieve in a faster way.
Podcasts and things like that you listen
yes,
to that you're learning
I
from?
Do. So I will say with your local SBDC, every state has their SBDC, Small Business District Centers. Call them. They have free resources available. There are so many grants that are available to BIPOC people, to minority businesses. So it's all about calling or Googling grants available, and you will find a lot of resources. Get yourself associated with a lot of organizations, local organizations, if you can, and that will really help you connect to the right people, because people connect you to people, and the best referrals come from the least expected places. So again, it's about connecting to the right people. And some of the podcasts I listen to is Sustainable Mind. It's all about sustainability and a lot of sustainable businesses and having that mindset. Mindset is very important, because if you don't have that, you're not going to go too far, because sometimes they always say will and skill is two things that you really need. And skill is, of course, there, but the will is something that comes with strong mindset, and it'll help your skill set if you have that.
I love that. As we are wrapping up, what would you like to leave our listeners with?
I would say that it is okay if you're not on your sustainability journey, but if you're even thinking about it, then that's your start. That is giving you the cue that you're already thinking about it. So go ahead and do whatever you can, like whatever you have at home, go reuse it a number of times. Don't just throw it out. Don't just flip it like, oh, today from today, I'm going to be sustainable. It's really not that easy. It is a process. It is a journey. So give yourself that space, embrace yourself for you, who you are. And if you're ready, again, have that mindset. And then your body actions will definitely start helping you with that mindset of sustainability. And if you're already there, great for you, good for you. If there's anything that you would like to share with me, your stories, your sustainability journeys, your tips, recommendations, I always love learning from people who are already on this journey or something I might not be doing or even thinking about, or maybe I'm doing better than you and I can pass on that resource to you. So I always love that sharing of knowledge and resources, and I would love to connect with all the listeners after the show. And I'm sure Dori would put all the links so that we can easily connect and take the conversation there.
Absolutely. All of your links are going to be live. And I'm telling you, take a look at these products. Go to dtocs.com/detox. You will love these products. Give them a try because they are elegant. I was camping and I did fresh mozzarella with tomatoes and basil, and I had it on one of your rectangular plates that I brought it out, and everyone was like, wow, what a great plate. I just kept telling everyone where I got them, and I wound up using the plate like two or three times before I threw it out, because depending on what you're going to use, you don't have to make it a single use if you don't want to. They do wash really well.
Yes, that is a great point Dori brings. Yes, hand wash only though. But yes, yeah. it would compare to your paper plates or plastic plates, or even sometimes beat them if you can reuse them that many times. I have personally hand used them 20 times. Some of our customers have said 50 times. So there you go. It's even become cheaper than paper plates or plastic plates.
Yeah, and they do. They really wash well. I mean, as I said, I was camping and we washed them and washed them until one time they wound up getting left in the water and then it got really mushy. I was like, all right, we got six uses out of it. I'm good, you know. And again, though, it didn't go in the garbage. It's like, no. This is the, you know, I always keep food garbage in a different thing. And it so makes me very happy to be able to throw that in my compost pile. Trying to leave as little carbon footprint as we are, you know, so we can all get out there and do this. So again, I really encourage you, dtocs.com, and there's a 10% discount. You can use the coupon code DTOCS10, and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. Go for it. You will absolutely love these products. So I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing your journey with us, really. And as your product line grows and you add more to it, come back, because we love sure. Mom Made products. We really do. So thank you so much.
Thank you for this opportunity. I would really like to thank everybody for their time, and we would love to be back for more updates next year.
Would love to have you. Again, thank you so much. And for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us today. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is sure. She is